Welcome to the State Insurance Cares Podcast with your host, Blake Chapman of State Insurance USA, located in Fort Myers and Estero, Florida.
Welcome to the State Insurance Cares Podcast. I'm Gail Langner. I'm the Agency Relations Director for State Insurance USA. We actually created State Insurance Cares a couple of years ago with the purpose of donating to a different local nonprofit each month. And we actually have a recipient of one of those charities here today with us. In fact, it was our very first donation, Angela Melvin, the founder of Valerie's House. Angela, thank you so much for being a guest on our podcast today.
Thank you, Gail. I'm excited to talk to you.
Well, please explain to our listeners exactly what is Valerie's House.
Valerie's House is a special place for children and families who have had someone in their family die. Our focus mainly is on children who have lost a parent or a sibling. The mission is very close to me. It was born out of my own loss. My mother was Valerie. She died when I was 10 years old in a car accident in 1987, and that was in Fort Myers, Florida. So, my family, my dad and I and my little sister didn't have anywhere to go. We didn't know any other families at the time who had this tragedy happen. We felt very alone. The teachers didn't really know how to help us. Frankly, our immediate family didn't even know how to help. And what I've learned by growing up and by really immersing myself in how to help grieving families like mine is that people need to know other people who have gone through it. Children need to know other children that have lost a mommy or a daddy so they don't feel so alone and sad and weird and all those things, those emotions that we know we feel when we lose someone. Kids feel them too. And so Valerie's House it's not a formal counseling center. It is a place, it's a house. The families don't live there, but they come there like a home away from home. And our focus is group support. So children are in support groups with kids their own age who have all lost someone, and they help each other. They help each other through it. They hug each other. They love on each other, and they let each other know that you're not alone. The parents as well, many young widows and widowers who never in a million years thought they would be in a situation where they've lost the love of their life and now they're raising their children on their own. It's all around us. You may even know people personally, those of you who are listening that this has happened to. It may have happened to you. It's all around us. And so with Valerie's House, our families do not have to grieve alone anymore.
Let me ask you this, Angela. I know that when we, like I said, you were our very first nonprofit that we ever gave to, and you gave us a tour. And one of the things that we talked about was the activities that you have them do. And one, would you please explain about the masks and how they color those masks?
Yes. Children's language is often play, right? Or art,
right?
Or music, or, you know, giggling, or, you know, they're kids. So putting them sometimes in a counseling session may not always be the best approach because they may not have the words to say. So in Valerie's House groups, a lot of it is focused around art. So they'll have a project for the night, and that project has a meaning behind it. And that meaning is often associated with our loss, our death. And we will use the word died at Valerie's House. Very concrete language, tough language, you know. But the mask activity is one that we try to do every year. And it's exactly what it sounds like. The children are given masks. They're white masks. They almost look like a mask, you know, you could wear for Halloween, not a scary mask, just a mask that with a little rubber band that you could put on your face. And on the front of the mask, we ask them to color and paint some special colors. And the masks are associated with a chart. And there's a color chart. And each color is associated with a feeling. So you have blue means sad. Green means guilt. Red is anger. Yellow is happy. Black is lonely. Purple, I'm worried. All of those colors are feelings that children often experience when they're grieving. So with the mask activity, we'll say to them, look at the color chart. And do you know what these feelings are? So we may take a few minutes and say, what is worry? What is guilt? Well, I don't know. What is guilt, Miss Angela? Let's think about this. Has anyone ever felt like they did something wrong? Yeah, a lot of hands go up. I do sometimes think I did something wrong. Sometimes they think they had something to do with the loss, even if it had nothing to do with the child. As you mentioned, guilt is a very common feeling with kids in grief. All of those feelings are common. So with this activity, we take some time. We let them paint their masks. They're looking at the colors. They're thinking about, do I feel worried? Do I feel lonely? And how much of these feelings am I experiencing? And then they paint those colors on that mask. And then we share so they can see similar colors. Wow, not everyone has a lot of yellow, but I see a lot of purple. I see a lot of masks look similar in Valerie's house. The second part of the activity is very powerful. And that's when we flip the mask around and there's a backside to the mask. It's also white when we give it to the child. We ask them to then take another look at the color chart and paint the feelings that they hide, that no one sees. And oftentimes you'll see very different colors from the colors they put out front on the front part of that mask. And then there's colors behind that mask. And even as a 6 or 7 year old, they understand, they know I'm hiding my feelings. I don't want to see my mommy cry because every time I bring up that I miss my daddy, she cries too. So I have to hide this stuff. And we know that with an activity like this, they don't have to hide it. They can share. They can cry if they want. But no matter what, they're not alone. And it feels so good for these kids to be able to talk about this. We know we can't bring the person back. That's our ultimate dream. We know none of us have the power to do that. And we lose people all the time. Every day, unfortunately, children will lose someone. We know 1 in 7 kids and the state will lose a parent or sibling before the age of 25. It's huge. So with activities like this and with support like Valerie's house, these kids are going to be together and they're going to get through this together. And I'm living proof that you can walk this and you can make it, as well as many other people at Valerie's house who have walked this journey and are still standing.
I'm still touched. From when I was there, I know that before we started recording, I told you I can't even hardly tell the story about the inside of the mask without crying. But I know this was a dream for you, Angela, to even get this started. How did you get started? How did you even go about getting started creating Valerie's house?
Lots of things had to happen. a lot of people who have lived life and they look back, life is a combination of, right, like luck and also right time and also taking risks and taking chances. And that's a lot of what happened with Valerie's house. The timing was right for me in my life. I had moved back to Fort Myers after being away for 20 years. I had seen a concept similar to Valerie's house in another community around the country. And I loved the idea of the children coming together. I just thought that was really what was different about compared to anything else I'd ever seen with regards to grief. There really wasn't much at all happening in our community helping grieving families. It's one of those things that people just don't think about. You know, they just don't, unless it's happened to you or you know someone, you probably don't think about that as an issue in our community. You might think of homelessness or hunger or, you know, addiction more than you would think of loss. But homeless, addiction, and hunger are all connected to grief because grief is the root cause of why people end up homeless and why people end up addicted and why people end up not being able to hold down jobs with the inability to raise their own children. Let's walk it back. Let's see where this is coming from. And oftentimes it was something that happened in their childhood. And many times it's the death of a parent. It's the death of a sibling. It's unresolved grief over that. We know a lot of children in juvenile detention center in Lee County. They've lost someone and they're angry, as they have a right to be. So what Valerie's House tries to do is work with them, let them know they're not alone, let them talk about what they're experiencing, and give them the support that they need to make it through this.
Oh, wonderful, Angela, really. How can our listeners help? What can they do? How can they reach out to you? What can they do to help?
So many ways. First of all, if you have had this happen to you, if you've lost someone, your child is grieving, no matter how long ago it was, maybe it was 10 years ago when this loss happened and your child is in their teens, and you may think that they don't remember that person or it didn't impact them. It did. Maybe they're starting to act up in school and you're starting to notice and you're asking questions. If your school counselor, you know, anyone who's working with children or coming across children, or if you have kids in school, you know, be aware of what's happening with families. And if you hear of a loss or grief, recommend Valerie's House. We're easy to find on the web, valerieshouse.org. You can sign up to take a tour. One of our counselors or our team members can reach out to you directly. It doesn't cost anything to come to Valerie's House. It never will. You come as you are. We meet you where you are in your grief. You can help us by becoming a volunteer or a mentor to children grieving. If you lost someone when you were young and now you're an adult and you've made it, and sometimes people who lose people become extremely successful because they live for the person that died. And there's a reason why many of us have made it through this, and that's to give back. So if you've lost someone and you think you can help and be an inspiration to these children, please reach out. Even if you haven't lost anyone, but you really want to help these kids. A lot of them, you know, with the parent that died, you know, with his boys, they lost their dad. Some of the moms, some little girls like me lost mom. They need someone special in their life to spend some time with them. You can volunteer for our groups. You can volunteer to help us raise funds. We're a year-to-year organization, so we're always looking for just strong donors who are like, we're going to walk with you through this. We're going to help you grow. We don't want you to go anywhere. We're glad you're in our community and we want you to be supported. So get onto the website and look for me, my email, Angela Melvin there, the founder on the bios, and just shoot me an email directly. I want to help. I want to come tour the house. You really need to see it in person. We're building a brand new house because the one we're in now is too small and we're just renting it and they're selling it. So we have to get out pretty soon.
The Fort Myers house, Angela?
Fort Myers house, mm-hmm. The one you've been to, Gail. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be building a new house right around the corner, and we have some support, and we believe that we are going to have this forever home for families, which will be here way beyond my lifetime. So it's a special place where grieving families will always have. So if you want to get involved in that effort and that campaign, please let me know.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you being here with me today, Angela, and we're going to get the word out even more for people that don't know about Valerie's House. We truly are. So I thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to be with us today. And thank you for all you do to impact the lives of grieving children all over Southwest Florida. We appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for listening today. Our next podcast, we're anxious to bring you an inside story of another local nonprofit and what they are doing to help our community. For a complete list of the nonprofits that have been impacted so far by State Insurance Cares, please go to our website at stateinsuranceusa.com. Thank you so much and have a blessed day.
Thanks for listening to the State Insurance Cares podcast. To learn more about State Insurance USA, go to www.stateinsuranceusa.com or call 239-567-9992.